Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Dr. Soren Show, discussing health topics that matter to you. The views expressed on this show are those of Dr. Soren and his guest and do not represent the views of Blue Sky Broadcasting. Consult your doctor before making any changes.
Welcome to the Dr. Soren Show. This is Dr. Soren, and I am super excited to have Ashley back again. Ashley, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And so we're going to be talking about some fun things. We're doing a benefit. We're going to be talking about that. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a great comedian come out, so I'd love to talk about that. And then love to get into some of the specifics of pain management. You know, I've been on the radio for a number of years now. I've never really talked in detail about pain management, and I know it's a huge issue with a lot of people today, so I'd love to kind of explain some of those things. So, you know, for those in chronic pain, which is, you know, a big chunk of America, so we're going to be getting into that later on in the show. But Ashley, thank you so much for joining us. Tell me your position.
So I've established a position as the physician relations director, and a lot of what that means is I like to get out in the community, create awareness about what the Idaho Pain Clinic does, keep the rapport between all physicians and providers locally and in Washington as well, at a good standing with Dr. Esperescu.
Right. And you were just a natural. You actually did radio before. I didn't know this until we were talking about doing this. Yeah. You did radio in D.C. area?
Yeah, well, in Maryland. We have a friend of ours that hosted a reggae show every morning, and he'd play reggae in the morning. Just getting on there and talking about music and, you know, fun things going on in the community. So that was really fun.
All right. Yeah. So we're not going to talk about Bob Marley D.
Yeah, no.
All right, Ashley. So I was watching on YouTube on that dry comedy bar. It's clean comedy.
Yeah,
and,
good
you know,
stuff.
Sometimes you just need a laugh. So I was watching it, and I came across this guy, Kayvon. And he's half Persian. His dad is Persian. And I grew up in Irvine for my schooling years. And I grew up with a lot of Iranian Persian people. And, you know, he was hilarious, as he calls himself the most famous half Persian, half Scottish comedian.
Yeah.
And
Think I've met a Persian before.
Anyway, and I was like, you know what? I got to bring this guy to out here. I got to bring him to... And initially, I was thinking, I'd do it for an office party, you know? And then... And he's been on MTV, Netflix. He's been on all kinds of stuff. So, but, you know... So I just took a chance. I said, let me contact this guy. But then I mentioned it to you, Ashley, and you have been really involved in Rotary and service to the community, so we decided to combine those two things. So tell us a little bit about your ideas
there.
So
back up a bit, because when doctor told me he emailed him, I'm like, no way. You did not email this guy. He immediately was like, yeah, he messaged me back, and I'm like, that is crazy. So you emailed him. And I'm like, well, let's make it an opportunity to, you know, give back to the community. And that's a pretty big deal. And I don't think the Idaho Pain Clinic, you know, we sponsor a lot of things like Chafe 150, the Long Bridge Swim, but let's make it even bigger because we want to keep leveling up every year. So I'm like, well, let's do a benefit. And at first it was, you know, pitched for, let's do it for this. And it's like, no, that doesn't really hit home. So... Where's the need in the community?
Mm-hmm.
And Kinderhaven came to mind, and we're like, that is perfect. You know, Dr. Soren is all about family, all about the kids. And, you know, we follow right behind that. So we met with the executive director of Kinderhaven, Jennifer. She was, like, ecstatic about the idea, you know, and... I also met with the president, Ken Wood of Rotary, Bob Gummerman, and Arthur Pollock. They're all outstanding Rotarians, and, you know, they were 150% behind us. Whatever we needed, they set us up, and this is going to be a huge event this summer in August, and we're going to bring Kayvon on. He's hilarious. He's already been super helpful in making promo videos and stuff. And we're just going to, you know, get together, have a good time, bring the community together, and raise money for a great cause, because these kids really need the help.
So the proceeds from ticket sales are all going to go to Kinderhaven. Now, yep. Just real quick, tell us a little bit about Kinderhaven and what they do.
So Kinderhaven is a group foster home for, and it's also an emergency shelter for children in crisis. So you have kids that aren't able to any longer be with their parents.
For safety reasons, for, legal reasons, yeah, all
safety,
kinds of reasons.
Legal, and 85% of what Kinderhaven collects in proceeds come from the community. So only 15% of what they have comes from the government. So a lot of their need, you know, is supplied by the community.
Right. So if I got this right, it's almost like a temporary foster home. So if there's a kid that's in trouble, the judge says, sends the parents to jail or says it's no longer safe for the kids to be in the home, they need to put them somewhere. So this is a temporary foster home, really, if you will, where it can be a safe place for these kids to go. And unfortunately, like many, it's not well funded. Because the funding is, you said, 85% private funding.
Correct. And, you know, they actually are very blessed in the sense that Sandpoint is a strong community. And wherever there is a need, Sandpoint is able to provide that need for them, which is why this benefit is even more important, because, you know, they obviously have a need and it doesn't expire. So what's also really great is they're able to make this a temporary home up until they're 18 if need be. But there's a desperate need for foster homes and parents that are, that, you know, want to adopt kids, because they're, it's very slim right now. So they'll have kids for years there, but they can only keep them until they're 18 years old. So this will just be some more cushion for them to help these kids.
Yeah. While, and I don't think it's more cushion. I think there's, I remember talking to one of the board members, and he was of Kinderhaven, and he was telling me, you know, there's many, many needs. Like, like to say there's a need is an understatement. So
food, transportation, help with medical, you know, you have teenage girls. They don't usually keep teenage boys and teenage girls there at the same time. But for example, there was recently a kid that had bounced between 19 foster homes.
Wow.
And they took him in, and, you know, they weren't even able to keep him. So there's really some troubled kids that need their help, you know. So any way that the Idaho Pain Clinic can, you know, pick up the torch and lead the way to be able to benefit and support a great cause, then let's do it.
And that was our idea behind this. We said, you know what, if we can help raise money for Kinderhaven, bring awareness to the community about this need, because these are kids in our community, their parents are in our community, and these are kids that really are in a very bad place. And so if we can kind of help that, make it a better place for them and give them a comfortable, you know, nice place where they can be temporarily. I think the staff there, my understanding, does a fantastic job.
Oh, they're amazing. So I believe it's only a few women that we met, but our office manager Kaylee and I, we went to go tour Kinderhaven so it could hit even more close to home. They recently had a family of five kids, five siblings that stayed in one room there, and, you know, they had never been separated and they didn't want to separate them, so they kept all the kids there. And then they recently just had a family available to take all five kids to keep them together. So that's really special. And it's such a cute home. It's very homey. You know, they have a regular family size kitchen. They have a pantry. And it's just a beautiful place that they've made for the kids. Nice backyard with playground toys, you know, and I think there's a daycare next door too, so there's kids over there. And it is it's a home environment for them, you know, and I think that's, they want to make it like that so that they're just comfortable, you know, and they're happy. But it doesn't always work out that way when you have troubled kids, so.
Well, we got to take a break here, but when we come back, I want to talk more details specifically about the event, and then after that, we want to get into some of the pain management stuff that we talked about earlier. We'll be right back. We're back. This is Dr. Soren, and I'm here with Ashley Holden. And we're talking about a benefit we're doing for Kinderhaven. So we spent the first segment talking a little bit about Kinderhaven and and the need there. You know, you said medical, transportation, you know, food. Mm-hmm. I mean, tremendous need. And most of this money comes from the community. And there's a desperate need. So we as Idaho Pain Clinic decided, hey, we're going to set up a benefit. We're going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And raise money for a really important cause in our yeah. community. So let's talk specifically about Kayvon. Let's talk about his background a little bit.
So you said he was half Persian. I don't have much.
He does a lot of accents and he does these things. He's hilarious with that.
Yeah, he's a funny guy. He sent over a quick little promo video within like 5 minutes of me emailing him. You know, I thought it was really, really cool saying, you know, hey, Sandpoint, you know, this is Kayvon here coming to Sandpoint, Idaho. And I'm like, oh man, that was super cool. It made me super excited. Yeah.
And he's filming
a
TV show. And I think he's got another movie coming out this fall with the guy from Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah.
I forget the actor's
name.
I'm
sure it's going to be funny.
And he was on MTV. They had this segment of Disaster Date. Where if your friend had set you up on a bad date,
yeah.
you could pay them back by putting them on a disaster date, so you knew what your friend hated. And so Kayvon was the disaster date. So he would do the three things that the friend hates. He would like slide him in on this date and they would film it and he would just drive the person crazy. And at the end they would say, you know, you've been set up.
Oh man, that's funny. Yeah, I can't wait to meet the guy. He you know, and he was all about the support too. For the cause. So that made it even more special.
Yeah. So I'm pulling this up. I think he's done Netflix. I think he's been on there. Like I said, he's been on MTV and Dry Bar Comedy, like I said, where I've seen him. He was also on NBC's Last Comic Standing, Dry Bar Comedy. And he has a popular TED Talk that he also did. So, anyway, we're super excited to have him. I think he's top notch. I've watched him, I've watched a number of his things. And
yeah, he's becoming pretty famous.
Absolutely hilarious. So, what is the date of the show?
So, the benefit is going to be held at the Sandpoint Business and Event Center, right in town, Sandpoint.
That's the old high school, yeah, right there.
Yeah, the old high school, on August the 4th at 7 p.m. And we're also going to do a silent auction where, you know, a bunch of businesses and people from Sandpoint benefit. Donate items that we could auction off for extra money to help these kids.
Yeah, wonderful. So again, August 4th, 7 p.m.
Yep.
So that's in the middle. That's I believe right before the festival.
The festival, yeah. So it's going to be a super busy time. So we expect a really big turnout.
It should be a lot of fun. And where do you get tickets?
So we set up a page on Eventbrite. You could go on our Idaho Pain Clinic website, idahopainclinic.com/Kayvon, and that'll take you to our tickets. You could always come see me for, you know, physical tickets, but the proceeds will go straight to Kinderhaven via online. So that's the best way to buy the tickets. So that's idahopainclinic.com/Kayvon. You can click right on our page. You'll see it blown up on our page, and all proceeds will go to Kinderhaven.
Yeah, so there's one of those scrolling things. So if you just scroll one to the right,
yep,
on our website, and I'm looking at it here, you'll have it. And there's his little short promo video he did for us. So
yeah,
Ashley, you've done an incredible job. Just want to commend you on putting this together, on meeting with Rotary, and kind of. They've got a lot of experience raising, you know, funds for good causes.
Oh, yeah.
So awesome that you teamed up with them, and we're so happy to support this.
Thanks.
So let's transition a little bit and talk about pain management. Now, you've had your own unfortunate experience, and I know I've interviewed you on the radio before. You've talked because you had cancer.
Yeah.
And you were pregnant. You'd found out you were pregnant. That was exciting, wonderful.
Yeah.
And then, bam, in the middle of your pregnancy, you got
diagnosed with cancer. Yeah. So pain is not something that's unfamiliar with me. As you know, every day I'll say, man, my head is hurting. You know, chronic migraines have been in effect from...
You went through chemo and a lot of treatment, but thank God so far you've crushed this thing.
Yeah, crushed it. I'm still in remission. I recently had a scan where they had two findings and they were benign, basically, and I'm still cancer-free. I still have my port, but I'm able to get it out now, which is a huge milestone for me. So that's really exciting. So pain management just became kind of natural for me to be able to go out in the community and talk about, because I've dealt with it firsthand. So great liaison for you.
Well, it's worked out well. And one of the things I've talked about in pain management is, you know, we are in the hope business, because when you develop chronic pain, you lose hope.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter what life has brought to you, how successful you've been, how not successful, when you're in pain, that kind of takes over your life.
Yeah.
And it's almost like you go into a dark tunnel, mm-hmm. and then those people want to wall themselves off and separate. And so really, I see our job as a pain clinic here is to inspiring and bringing hope back.
Yeah.
Now, we've got numerous ways that we can do that, but I really see that as... one of the biggest, most important things we do is, you know, we help give people hope again when they have chronic pain.
So, quick question for you, Dr. I. What made you take the road of pain management? Why is it, you know, and I know you want to infuse hope into your patients, but what is it that really keeps you going every day to continue?
You know, when you're younger, you hear people say stuff like I'm about to say, and you think of, but, you know, when you're young, you don't really know what you're doing. I went straight through college. I graduated college in 3 years, then went to Loma Linda Medical School. Then, you know, a lot of aspects of medicine I didn't really care for, to be honest with you. And I was like, man, I was actually a little lost and confused. And because I was going to go initially into surgery, but I just decided that wasn't for me. And so I went to anesthesiology. I loved anesthesiology, but then I had the option of doing a pain management fellowship. So extra training after my anesthesiology training. And so I did that. And as time has gone on, you know, I think it's become very clear to me that's what I'm supposed to do in life.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to bring people hope. When you're in pain, you know, life is miserable and the world gets darker and darker. And the role that I believe God has called me to is to really help infuse that pain infuse that hope back in people that are in chronic pain, and you know, by all the different modalities we have, and to really be a positive, uplifting force, and to help people. The thing that gives me the most joy, and this is the part that's awesome and amazing, is when you hear somebody, you know, a lot of our patients are older, when they say, hey, I get to, you know, go on that cruise I've wanted to go on, or, you know, it's really important to me to go to my grandkids' wedding, you know, or, you know, a parent might walk their kid down the aisle, and, you know, when they're in chronic pain, they don't feel like they can do that, but as we help make them better, then I feel like we've accomplished. That's probably what gives me the most satisfaction, the most joy in life, and again, that's what I feel like I'm called and I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, and I know you're telling the truth, just because I've seen for my own self, and I've been able to witness patients come in, you know, and they have fractures in their spine, and then they come in and they can hardly walk, and then you're able to, you know, give them that kyphoplasty procedure, and then they walk out, and this one woman is in tears, you know. She's able to get back to work not too long after that, for the first time in a long time, because she's been in so much pain. So being able to witness people go from one of the darkest times in their life to being able to live a full life again is so fulfilling, you know. So I can attest to that.
Yes. And they, from that perspective, you mentioned the kyphoplasty. That procedure is rewarding to do, because when somebody has a compression fracture in their spine, you know, the vertebrae come down, and what we're able to do is we put a needle into the actual bone, and then we inflate a balloon inside the bone, so it basically gives the height back into that vertebrae. So if that vertebrae was crushed, we're now able to expand it a little bit, And then from there, we put cement, a very special bone cement, excuse me, into the bone. And so the beauty of it is, you know, when they walk out, that bone, because that cement hardens quickly.
Immediately. Yeah.
Immediately. So they have immediate relief, and they have restoration of some of the height that they lost. And oftentimes their pain is drastically reduced.
Yeah.
And like you said, we see people come in, you know, hunched over, curled over, writhing in pain, and then and they get to walk out with pretty instantaneous pain relief. So that, from that standpoint, that procedure is a lot of fun to do.
Yeah.
Because you really get that, see that benefit that the patients get. And one of the things we do is we really take our time to make sure we get as much height restored back and as much cement into that bone. So that really gives them a much more solid vertebroplasty, and so then that vertebrae is now protected.
Yeah,
it's not gonna. It would really take a lot to crush it again. You know, the ones above and below, you know, are still at risk, but that particular level is good.
So you've been a doctor for quite some time now, right? And you always mention, you know, being a doctor is great, but at this point in your life, it's kind of, you want more, right? So tell us how you have been working on doing more in pain management and giving that back to your staff too.
Right. So we've really set up a series of classes and talks that we're going to do to really help educate. And I'd like to expand that out to the community and doing that and helping people understand the options that are out there for them and that there is hope available. Again, you can't cure everybody, and certain people are going to end up with chronic pain. And but we're really trying to set up this university, if you will, to help educate the community, the staff, and the patients on, you know, options that are available to them and to really help restore that hope.
Yeah, that's a huge deal to be able to equip the community with the tools to be able to be pain-free, essentially.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So we got to take a quick break right here, but when we come back, we're going to talk some more about pain management and options available. And Ashley, thank you for joining me.
Yeah, no problem.
We're back, and this is Dr. Soren. I've got Ashley Holden on here, and we were talking about pain management and really how our goal is to bring hope back to people when you're in chronic pain. And some of that we do through my role in this whole process is to do the interventional aspect of it. While we certainly manage medications, and I tell people, I said, listen, medications are like a crutch. And it's okay to be on crutches for a while, but if there's anything you can do about it, you want to get off of those. So so we do provide that service. And some people, you know, end up, you know, being on chronic opiates, and that's okay. But we really want to combine and do everything else that we can to minimize that need. So one of the procedures we do a fair bit is epidural steroid injections. A lot of people have had those. And the way I would describe that is if there's a nerve that's getting pinched and it's really aggravated, you know, we can put a little bit of steroid there and help reduce that inflammation and make that better. Now, for some people, that can last for years, but for others, it lasts a short time. But again, that's where I look at it's so important. And I've always been passionate about health and lifestyle, to combine that with health and lifestyle changes. And that would mean, you know, healthy eating, you know, if you're smoking, really work on getting rid of those cigarettes, because that the carbon monoxide in there is inhibiting oxygen from getting to your tissues and healing. And so really helping improve people. You know, obviously if somebody's overweight, I mean, it's just a matter of physics, nothing personal.
Yeah.
You know, you're putting too much pressure on those joints.
Yeah.
And so those joints are starting to complain. And so all those things. So again, you know, none of these are like a cure where all of a sudden there's a magic cure and nobody's in pain anymore. But I look at the epidural steroids as a component of helping to reduce the specifically the area of pain. Mm-hmm. And one other thing I was going to say about those is oftentimes surgeons, you know, the neurosurgeons, will send us a patient and they're wondering, is it this level or is it this level? And so then we can do an injection specifically at each level and really try to figure out what the main source of the pain is. And so that can kind of help guide them to as to what area needs to be operated on.
So I know you do the steroid injections and the sacroiliac injections, facet injections, and those are steroids. What about the pain that could be sometimes a mental pain or from like PTSD, you know, or that chronic pain syndrome diagnosis? You use a stellate ganglion block for that, right?
Yes. And this is very interesting because this came actually out of the VA, and so far I think the VA insurances are the only ones that are covering this. But it's incredible. The doctors at the Veterans Hospital discovered that when they did these stellate ganglion blocks, which is, the stellate ganglion is a sympathetic, which is your fight and flight nerves that, you know, they make your heart go faster, control sweating, and all those things when you get scared or excited. Those are the sympathetic nerves. Mm-hmm. They discovered that by blocking those in the neck, so that would cover your head and upper extremities, but by blocking those, veterans that had PTSD were getting better.
Wow.
And so you know, they started doing it. And so we've been getting a fair number of those. And again, you know, these are people that are waking up in the middle of the night, you know, reliving some traumatic past experience from their military service. Mm-hmm. And so it's really helped a lot of those veterans. So.
And it's called the, is it stellate?
Stellate.
Stellate, Stella, because a star, right?
It looks like a star. So yeah. When the Greeks or whoever they were that first dissected it, they said, oh, this looks like a star. So they named it the stellate ganglion.
Oh,
but it's located in your neck, it's a, you know, a block we do under ultrasound guidance.
Yeah.
And like I said, had great results with that for our veteran population.
Yeah. And we do quite a few ultrasound guided procedures too, right? You want to talk
yes.
about those?
Yes. Well, so usually most everything we do is image guided, meaning you're not just sticking a needle and saying, I think, I hope it goes to the right spot.
Yeah.
Which is kind of the way most of the blocks have been done, you know, over the years.
Yeah.
But today we use fluoroscopy, which is a form of a live x-ray. So we can see exactly, you know, get the exact vertebrae and put the needle in the exact place it needs to go. And we're also doing a lot of procedures. We just got a beautiful brand new ultrasound.
Yeah.
And that's really gives us tremendous detail so we can make sure it's done safely. Because part of it is you want to get it to hit to the spot you want it to hit, mm-hmm. but you also don't want to poke anything that shouldn't be poked.
Yeah.
and stick a needle where it doesn't belong.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, and so that's part of the safety and accuracy. So most of those procedures are done under both ultrasound and or X-ray guidance. And the stellate is one we do under ultrasound.
Ultrasound.
The injections we do under ultrasound are the joint injections commonly, like shoulders, knees, hips, and then, you know, blocks for headaches, which is like occipital nerve blocks, you know, that go in the back of the head. So pain coming from the back of your head, kind of shooting forward. There's a nerve back there called the occipital nerve. So we can block that nerve. And for a lot of people, that helps with headaches.
And, you know, there's a lot of people that have the chronic headache or chronic migraines. We do have an option for chronic migraines as well, too, right?
Right. So usually the first steps you would take is the medications. And oftentimes a lot of the primary doctors will do those medications with the patients. Another option that has been very effective for a lot of people is using Botox.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people think of Botox mostly for, you know, all of Hollywood and all the movie stars.
Yeah.
So they don't have
cosmetic.
Any wrinkles for cosmetic use. But there's actually, you know, a medical use for Botox for chronic headaches.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a specific protocol of 33 different spots, you know, on the forehead, in the temple area, and on the back of the neck to help treat that. And that's another one. Those last usually about 3 months. So those patients come in about every 3 months. And for those that suffer with chronic migraines, you know, that can really decrease the frequency of their headaches and the severity of their headaches. And really...
And the wrinkles.
It does... That's funny. As a secondary, that's how you can tell if it's working or not working.
Yeah.
It does get rid of wrinkles on the forehead for a time.
Let's talk about long-term pain management solutions. Spinal cord stimulators. That's something that, for a lot of people that don't know, Dr. Isparescu does own a surgery center here in Sandpoint. It's Sandpoint Surgery Center. He's a super humble guy, but I like to promote all of his stuff and shout him out. So he does own Sandpoint Surgery Center, and a new service that we're going to be able to start doing here are spinal cord stimulators.
Is doing the spinal cord stimulators here in our surgery center, and that's something our team here has worked really hard to make that happen. But spinal cord stimulators, the way I describe to patients, this is not the first thing, like say, hey, my back hurts a little bit, bam, let's implant this device. No, this is an end of the road. These are people that have, you know, tried, you know, oral medications and done the physical therapy and, you know, given it time and tried the injections, and many of them have even gone to surgeons and had the surgery or have been told, hey, there's nothing else we can do, or there's nothing that we can do surgically, but they still have chronic pain. Mm-hmm. So those are the candidates, you know, kind of an end-of-the-road procedure once you've tried all the other options. But spinal cord stimulation, the beauty of it is it's not a drug, right? And, you know, the batteries on these things last about, I think they're guaranteed for 5 years, but usually you can get about 8 to 10 years out of these batteries, and every year they're getting better and better as all batteries, you know, are getting better. And so what it is, it's almost like a pacemaker. It's the same companies that make the pacemakers, but it's about the size of maybe 3 silver dollars. Mm-hmm. If anybody knows what those are anymore, you know, 3 large coins, you know, 2 or 3 large cords stacked together. And it's implanted usually in the hip, lower back area. And it's got these leads, these wires, that go into the epidural space right along the spine. And so you can create stimulation of those nerves. And what that does is it helps wash out the pain signal. It doesn't magically fix the problem, but it waters down the signal coming down, the pain signal. Mm-hmm. And for a lot of people in chronic pain, you know, that is just
huge.
Tremendous. And now there's new technology. Back in the day, they would have where you could actually feel like a buzzing and tingling.
Mm-hmm.
And now they have different stimulators, and some of which use a very high frequency that is not perceptible.
Mm-hmm.
They call it subperception. So they're using a high frequency of stimulation, and that can be a tremendous help for people, and they actually don't notice it. But they also have the traditional stimulation where you can feel the buzzing, tingling in your lower back or going down the leg or the area of pain.
Yeah.
And you can also do these for the neck and upper extremities. But spinal cord stimulation has been a life, you know, saver for many, many people.
Yeah.
Especially when they're getting towards, you know, I've tried this, I've tried that, I've been at, you know, various different doctors, and I still have chronic pain.
Mm-hmm.
So those patients, you have done tremendously well with that.
And I think our newest service that we've been excited to implement here for the Sandpoint Surgery Center is Vertiflex. Shout out to Nick Mattiota, who's our favorite rep. But let's talk about Vertiflex.
And let's do that. I'm looking at time here. Let's take a short break.
Okay.
And when we come back, we can finish up and talk about Vertiflex and some of these procedures that are really wonderful options for people with chronic pain.
Awesome.
We're back. You're listening to Dr. Soren, and I've got Ashley Holden here, and we're talking about some options for pain management. I've been on the radio now, I think it's been quite a few years, 5-7 years, I got to look through my emails and figure out exactly. But I've never really spent a show where we talk specifically about some things that we do here. So I'm excited to do that today. You had asked me about Vertiflex. Now, this is a new procedure, or newer procedure, I should say.
About 5 years.
Yeah, it's been around for a little over 5 years. And so now the awesome thing on that is they have 5-year data on it showing its efficacy. And what Vertiflex is, a lot of people have what's called neurogenic claudication. So claudication means you walk a certain ways and then you get pain in your legs that makes you have to stop. Mm-hmm. So that's specifically claudication. Now there's two causes of it. One is there's not enough blood flow to your legs and then you stop and you let the blood flow get to your legs and you can go walk again. But there's another cause, which is by nerves that are getting squeezed or pinched. And so, excuse me, for those patients with neurogenic claudication caused by lumbar stenosis, so pain with walking caused by nerves getting squeezed in your back. Mm-hmm. For those people, and specifically the ones that are able to get relief when they lean forward, that's really the key. So if people have pain that's coming from the nerves in their back, and when they lean forward, mm-hmm. they're able to relieve some of that pain, those patients have done well with a procedure called Vertiflex. So what Vertiflex is, it goes in between the spinous processes. Now those are the little pokey things, especially when you see somebody real thin or a kid, you can see all the pokey things sticking out of your back.
Yeah, well, you can count them.
You can count them. So you're basically putting a spacer in between them that is expanding that space. So it's almost mimicking like you're leaning forward, because mm-hmm. when you lean forward, you open up that space. So you put that spacer in there, and that helps give them that, take that relief out. So for mild to moderate stenosis, now if the stenosis is really bad, really got no choice. You got to have surgery.
Yeah.
You know, they got to physically go in there and do that. But this is a nice kind of, it's a little more than injection, but it's not quite surgery. Mm-hmm. So you can say it's a very minor surgery that you can, you know, we can do in the office in half an hour or less. Put the spacer in there and give the patients that relief. So
it's an awesome procedure to watch too. I know we were really excited when we did the very first one, and Dr. Soren did a beautiful job. I got a picture of it. We should probably frame it.
We'll frame that. But you know, the key to that procedure is to really have the right patient. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of patients have symptoms similar to that. But if we really, you know, test the patient, and sometimes we have to do an injection at that level and see if that's really the cause of their pain. And if it is, this Vertiflex, I think, is an incredible, incredible solution.
So I want to go back. We were talking about the stellate ganglion block, and, you know, you can block that nerve. We also offer medial branch blocks and radio frequency ablations to go out and completely ablate the nerve. Right.
Yes. So what that is, listen, I tell people, you live long enough, you're going to get arthritis in the joints in your back. Mm-hmm. The easiest place to see is arthritis, you know, in the fingers. If you see a carpenter, especially an old one, you know, they got really fat fingers,
knuckles.
People that have done, you know, manual labor. Mm-hmm. And that, it's easy to see in the fingers. Well, on x-ray, we can see that same process happening in your back where the joints get bigger. It's called hypertrophy. So the joints get bigger with use. And, and so if you live long enough, we're all going to get this sooner or later.
Yeah.
It's why you lose your flexibility, right? You see these young gymnasts, you know, they can bend in all kinds of ways.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? When you're 60, 70, 80 years old,
you're not bending.
You're not bending like that anymore. And, you know, when you move, you get aches and pains. And so the facet joints are the joints in your lower back that really do all the movement. Mm-hmm. And so there's two ways of doing it. One, you can just put steroid into that joint. And that helps people, especially younger people that have just kind of aggravated, flared up. You can kind of calm that down in somebody younger. But as people get older, those joints, you know, have a lot of arthritis in them.
Yeah.
And so there's two ways of doing it. One, you can put the steroid in there, but that oftentimes doesn't last that long.
Mm-hmm.
So the other way of doing it is to block the nerve that goes to that joint. So, I tell people that's like, if you have a red light flashing on your dash, will you take a black piece of tape and cover it up and you say, I fixed it. So you're not really fixing it, but you are killing the messenger that has that, that is sending that pain signal to your brain. So Radio frequency ablation refers to, we have a special type of needle connected to a fancy machine that sends electrical impulses to the tip of that nerve, and it heats up the tip of that of the needle that we place right next to that nerve. Mm-hmm. And so it actually damages what's called the myelin sheath, but it's what makes the nerves conduct quickly. And so we're inhibiting the ability of the nerve to send the pain signal to your brain.
And what's the longest amount of time you've seen a patient have relief from having an ablation?
Usually, you know, if you get 18 months to 2 years, they're doing really well. And so
yeah,
we see
huge.
That on a regular basis.
Well, we are out of time, but Ashley, this has been so much fun. Always enjoy talking to you. Don't forget, Comedian Kayvon, benefit for Kinderhaven. That's going to be on August 4th. Go to idahopainclinic.com, get your tickets. See you there. Have a great week, everyone.